Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Las Vegas is Sun, podcast on fighting. This is Brett Okamoto from the Las Vegas Sun. I cover boxing and UFC for the publication. Joined today by my good friend, Ryan Green. How are you, Ryan?
I'm doing good. You know, we need to get Fightcaster's business cards. I just want one that says Fightcaster on it.
I mean, it's blowing up. I see the potential for this to go a long way. And we are actually, this is a special episode because we were just going to be talking about the Pacquiao Cotto fight this weekend at MGM Grand. If you're interested in UFC, make sure you hop over to our UFC 105 page where you can check out what we had to say on those fights. We predicted winners for all of them. So hopefully
Hopefully we win you some money.
Win some money, exactly. Which there's a lot of good fights over there to bet on because we got close odds. Not so close in the boxing match that we're talking about. Last time I saw it, well, let's see. It opened up about 2-1 underdog for Cotto. You can get the 2-1, and now it's actually gone up, and it looks like money is coming in on Pacquiao. What is your initial thought on that?
I think that's pretty smart. I mean, it just you know, I think a lot of people want to believe in the underdog here, but what's it at now? Cotto -220, I believe.
Or +220.
Or +220 it is. You know, sounds about right because, you know, Cotto, as we've documented, is dangerous, but I mean, it would probably take a couple breaks going his way to be able for him to unload it.
Well, yeah, I'm looking here and it appears that Cotto opened up at actually +220. I think he's up. You can get him around +240, 250. Pacquiao opened at -300. So people must be pretty impressed by him too. I mean, obviously, you can't not be impressed by Manny right now. But a lot of people must think that that Pacquiao just has got this fight in the bag to put money on that kind of line. This fight is kind of being billed as Pacquiao speed versus Cotto strength. I don't think it's that simple. I think that's the same thing they said at the Oscar fight, mm-hmm. possibly even at the Ricky Hatton fight, because Manny's moving up in weight. But this move up in Manny's weight, I personally think that it's just way blown out of proportion. I mean, yeah. I mean, you're adding weight. You're not cutting weight. I mean, I think that it's harder for a guy, and this is proved kind of true in the Oscar fight, that it was hard for Oscar to lose that weight. He was focusing on losing weight instead of preparing for a fight, and then he didn't look right in that
fight.
It's
easier to add it than it is to lose it.
Exactly. And, I mean, they're feeding Pacquiao. I mean, Roach said 4 to 5 times a day to get this weight on. And Manny is a self-described eater. He likes to eat. So I don't think that it'll be a problem. And if you're going to talk about, well, is his speed still there? Yeah, I'd say it is.
Speed doesn't go away with a few pounds. That's just, you know, I know a lot of people are talking about the speed versus strength thing. And I mean, that the reason it's a -300 is because somebody with great speed is usually going to be able to, I mean, usually be able to take some care of somebody with great strength. Cough, cough, Lyoto Machida, your boy. But you know, I mean, somebody who can stay away from damage is what I mean. It's hard to hit what you can't see. I know it's cliched, but you know.
And that is true. But Pacquiao is a fighter that has been known to be willing to take a punch,
He'll swap.
He'll swap with you, and when he does, I mean, we've seen what's happened. And before we get going too much, let's hear from Pacquiao himself. This was at the pre-fight press conference. First of all, he said that his favorite world title in any weight division, which is 6, he's going for an unprecedented 7th. He said was his last one, Ricky Hatton. I could see why. That was a pretty explosive knockout, to say the least. And then he's also talked about whether or not he believes his speed is still there at 147 pounds.
Which of which titles that you thought was your best fighter, you know, the one you thought was your best performance in a championship victory?
I can say the last two fights. I can say that my best performance in my boxing career.
Is there a title that's your favorite that you've had?
Yeah.
Which one?
The last one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Right now, my speed is there. It's still the same. And you can see that, you know. That's my goal in my boxing career. I want the speed will be there always. Even I'm moving up to higher weight division.
And somehow you're bringing your power with you, too, it seems. It almost seems impossible.
If you have speed, you can create your power.
Okay, so that is Pac-Man Pacquiao talking about his speed and his world title over Ricky Hatton. You know, Pacquiao is just on top of the world right now. And, you know, mentally, we saw, you know, and we heard reports that maybe mentally it was coming out that, you know, first of all, Freddie Roach couldn't get a hold of his fighter to start training camp. Mm-hmm. And then Manny makes the decision to train in the Philippines. The typhoons hit. We see on 24/7, I mean, maybe this was just the reality television, you know, aspect to it. But it seemed like a camp that had a lot of potential for distractions. Would that worry you at all for this fight?
You know, a little bit. I mean, I don't see why not. But like you said, it had the potential for distractions. But he's proven in the past that he doesn't really get it caught up in all the hype and all this. And, I mean, I know it was, you know, what happened with the typhoons, it was terrible and everything. But I just don't see it breaking him to the point. I mean, he takes so much pride in what he's accomplished that I just don't. I just don't see anything that would have broken him here. And, you know, I'm expecting to see him come into this fight just as prepared as he was for the Ricky Hatton fight. And, you know, a lot of people are playing off his, you know, I've read a lot of people talking about they feel like he maybe has a little bit of a lighter attitude going into this fight. But, you know, I almost see how that could be kind of a mechanism along with the tragedy that he did see and all that. I mean, that's a great coping mechanism for it. You know, it just... I just don't see enough to worry me if I'm a Pacquiao fan here, you know.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people share that. You know, when you're watching those shows, it's easy to jump on that, and that's the storyline. Oh, can Pacquiao overcome these distractions? But Pacquiao and Freddie Roach likes to say this about him is that it doesn't matter what's going on outside around him. When he gets in a ring, he's Manny Pacquiao, and that's what makes him Manny Pacquiao. You know, his work ethic, his focus. His passion for boxing. And so I don't think, I don't expect Pacquiao to have suffered from any distractions. I don't think a lot of people are expecting him to. If he does lose, you know, that'll be one of the excuses that gets brought up. You know, maybe not so much from him, but from the media. But then you get into a guy named Miguel Cotto, and Miguel Cotto undefeated until he fought Antonio Margarito last year. And, that fight may be under a little scrutiny,
Given
that Margarito was found to be packing his gloves in his following fight against Shane Mosley. So you're basically talking about, you know, with an asterisk, an undefeated fighter and fighting is in his own weight class against a guy who likes to come forward, and Cotto has the ability to change a fight in one punch. Do you think that that Pacquiao's willingness to take a punch, to give a punch, could end up costing him in this one?
Well, you know, I think the interesting thing, you talked about how he added the weight, and we both agree that the speed is still going to be there. What I want to see is the endurance, because I got a feeling that Cotto is going to push this guy. Cotto is not going to go down easy. This is a guy who has proven to be a warrior. He's gonna last for a while. You know, how does Manny Pacquiao look at that bigger weight class come round 8, 9? You know, I mean, what does that look like? That's what I want to see, because that's what I think. If Cotto's endurance is good, and you know he's still strong in there in the late rounds, I mean, you could be looking at a coin flip fight, you know, come the latter rounds.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. Freddie Roach would disagree with you. I was talking to Freddie Roach, and he believes that
he's pretty smart too. Yeah,
he believes that Cotto's biggest chance in this fight is to come forward in the first round. Believe what you want, agree, disagree, but let's hear real quickly what Freddie Roach had to say about the topic.
I really hope that he comes and tries to show his strength off early in the fight, because that's what I would do. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, I think that's his best shot to win the fight. But I hope that happens, because then he'll get knocked out earlier. But the thing is, if he tries to lay back and be a counterpuncher like Marquez, which a lot of people try to do because Marquez had so much success with Manny, I like when they do that, though, also because, you know, to become somebody else in 8 weeks is impossible, and once he gets hit, he's going to revert back to what he does best. So I think he'll exchange with us, and I think the first round, to me, is we have to set the pace of the fight in the first round.
All right, so that is the legendary trainer, Freddie Roach, saying that Cotto's best chance is to come forward. It's interesting because Freddie Roach has also said that the knockout that Cotto suffered from Margarito, fair or not, probably screwed with his mentality a little bit and his confidence.
Well, it obviously did against Claudy. I don't think there was any question about it. He didn't. I mean, you'd probably agree. He didn't really look the same.
Well, I don't think he didn't finish him off, and it was a split decision, the first split decision ever of Cotto's career. So, yeah, you know, I mean, it's hard to say. I still thought that he fought a fine fight against Claudy, and I think that Cotto is going to come into this, you know, this is the opportunity of his lifetime. He's fighting the number one pound-for-pound fighter who's on top of the world right now, and I think he is dangerous. As far as what strategy do I think each will go by, it's hard to say. It's hard to say. But I think that Pacquiao will push the tempo early. And we'll see how Cotto reacts to it, because one thing that Freddie likes to say is that, you know, once you get into a ring with Manny Pacquiao, if Pacquiao can show you early that you don't belong, you're done. Because mentally you're just like, what am I supposed to do against this guy?
That might be where Freddie Roach is right, in that Miguel Cotto has to take the role of the aggressor early on and you know, take his chances, because, you know, you talked about how that fight might have messed with him a little bit. You know, if you really think about it, this is the pinnacle for him. This is what it's all come to, because what happens to Miguel Cotto if he loses this fight? You know, where you know, in the galaxy of the fight world, you know, where's his place after, you know, if because then you're looking at, you know, three fights in a row that are, you know, after that's going to make that undefeated start to his career just feel like ages ago.
Yeah. Yep. It's an interesting fight for Cotto. More interesting for Pacquiao, and it's interesting to listen to Freddie talk about the guy who had, you know, a lot of the most recent success against Pacquiao was Juan Manuel Marquez, and he did it by hanging back and being a counterpuncher. But that's his style, you know, and that's not necessarily Cotto's style. And you can't teach a fighter, you know, new tricks in 8 weeks, like Freddie said.
I think Cotto's going to go after him. I think you might as well roll the dice. See if you can do it. He just strikes me as the kind of guy who I think is going to come out and try to be the aggressor and not look, because, like you said, if Pacquiao feels you don't belong, you know, he'll take care of you. I don't think Cotto is going to give an inch in that department. I don't think he's going to give that vibe off.
And when it's all said and done, we're going to have to talk about, well, does Pacquiao fight Mayweather next? Whether he wins or loses, I have an interesting question for you. If Pacquiao loses, do you still want to see him fight Mayweather? Does it mean as much?
Absolutely. Absolutely, it does. I still want to see it, and I mean, you would, wouldn't you?
Of course.
Yeah, I just think I don't think one loss ruins it for me on Pacquiao. That's still the fight that people want to see. It's still going to be. I mean, maybe it won't be as huge as far as a global reach, but it'll be just. I mean, it'll be big.
You know, the most we can hope for is for that Mayweather camp to stay quiet then, because the last time Pacquiao fought Ricky Hatton in May, that was the day that Mayweather chose to announce his comeback officially, held a press conference in MGM just on the exact same day that Pacquiao is climbing into the ring against Ricky Hatton. So hopefully we won't have a repeat of that. I think if Pacquiao wins, this fight gets made. I mean, Mayweather just did over 1 million buys in pay-per-view. I fully expect this fight to go over 1 million buys, and I think everybody is looking at the potential of, I mean, if these two meet up, if Pacquiao wins, I mean, this is a fight that just crosses all boundaries. Everybody wants to see it, and it could definitely break the record that was set by Mayweather De La Hoya pay-per-view buys with 2.4. I think
a big boost for boxing too.
Absolutely,
you can't undersell that.
So, but you know what? We got to do exactly what everyone else has been saying and not even think about that. We got this one first. It should be a great fight. Final prediction from you. I want a round. I want a winner. How's it playing out?
I'm saying Pacquiao by decision.
By decision?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, you can get plus 140 about going over 10 rounds.
I think I like Pacquiao on a decision.
Get to MGM a little bit early on Saturday, Ryan Green. I'm going to take Manny Pacquiao by knockout or technical knockout, either one. I'm going to say, you know, if Cotto didn't have such a big heart and the chin that he's shown, I'd say earlier. But I think he'll put up with some abuse. He'll give some back. I'm going to say 7th, 8th round.
I figured you were going to say about 8. So,
all right, we'll go with 8.
Same wavelength today, man. I'm telling you.
All right, well, hey, guys, thanks for listening. Enjoy the fights this week. And don't forget, if you are interested in 105, head over to our UFC 105 page and hear about what me and Ryan had to say about that one. Bye.